Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 28. I'm Jim.
And I'm Dale.
And we are those crazy Bible study guys.
And happy day to you, Jim. Happy day to all the listeners out there. Hope everybody's doing good. And hopefully nobody is seeking revenge today. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, you thought I was going to start off with my big retaliation voice, didn't you?
Yeah, and I did actually think about almost just saying my name is Jim too, just to throw you off, but I didn't. Not today. They'll come one these days.
Oh, you wanted? Oh, I see. You were trying to invoke retaliation.
That's right.
I see how that works.
I thought about it. But yeah, man. So we talk about a journey we've already been on. You know, we've gone from all over the teachings, and you know, as Jesus has gathered his disciples and people are starting to huddle around. I mean, he's gone from anger to the law to lust, divorce, vows, and now he's like, "Hey, I know you all got revenge in you too. Let's talk about that." So. All around spectrum here, man. I mean, he's hitting you. If you came up on this topic, he hit something, you know, that you were struggling with. That's for sure.
Yeah,
if not all of it.
Yeah, so. I mean, he's hitting on the core, right? Those core hard items for sure. The retaliation, man. That's like, it's one of those things where. You know, I think it's intrinsic in us, right? Because you know, everything you've learned in science and stuff about the human nature and stuff is fight or flight, right? So naturally, we're just kind of programmed to either fight or flee. Mm. And so, you know, it's kind of a natural instinct to. I think that can kind of tie to retaliation, right? Because something's happening to you and you're either going to fight or you're going to flight. I know that's a little more extreme, like a physical issue, but I think that ties to the heart matter as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because even then, you know, in either outcome, whether you fight or flight, you're going to think about the future. Like, what are your next steps on how can I get this person? You know, I mean, and that's the reality. I mean, just like if I did anything, like, you know, we're pretty big pranksters here in the household. And so, you know, like if I know my wife's in another room, it's very common for me to hide and to do a jump scare. You know, the same for my son, you know, like we pull pranks on each other. And there's an element of revenge. Okay, like how do I get them next? You know, or how are they attack me? And you know, and of course, that's the light, fun-hearted version of it, but it does escalate, and everybody's the same. You know, whether you're at work, something happens, coworker kind of throws you under the bus. Do you have revenge to, you know, to seek them and get them again and make sure that the boss knows that they did something wrong as well, or do you learn to let it go? And yeah, so a revenge can be across the board on everything from goofy playtime to all the way to, you know, absolute kind of roll you down kind of a thing.
Yeah. We have that same thing going on in our house. My wife will sneak up on me and say,
"Hello, Jim." Oh, really? Jim. So you're opposite.
She'll go,
so she'll go,
"Hello, Jim." And I'm like, I'll be in the middle of something. Like, "Oh, geez, why'd you do that again?" But I do try to get her back. I don't know why. This started a couple of years ago. I don't know why, but she's having a lot of fun with it. I can just tell you that. So
that's awesome. I hope that she starts the video and put this like on TikTok or something.
My goodness,
yeah. There are a couple of people that do that. Nina will show me some videos of people getting scared by their spouse, and it's crack. It's very, very funny.
I know, and every time it happens, you're like. Oh, dang, she got me again. You know,
it's like this opposite roles, man. Like, I'm the one doing it to Nina, and you're the one getting done. So yeah,
I know.
That's awesome.
Well, I do try to retaliate. I definitely agree there. Oh, man. But I want to kind of, I know we got to get into the scriptures here, but, you know, that fight or flight thing, I think. You know, that's not exactly what he's talking about here, but there's kind of some, you know, some unhealthiness too, to kind of flighting and avoiding a situation with someone too. And I'm sure, I think next episode we talk a little bit about, you know, not trying to avoid it, but what you can do instead in a situation like that. But, you know, I think that's somewhat unhealthy too, right? Is not addressing a situation, just trying to avoid it, because avoiding it is sometimes a lot easier than trying to deal with it, especially in a situation where you would want to retaliate.
Yeah, and that kind of actually goes with our last episode. You know, when we talked about vows, and of course we instantly think, oh, vows, marriage, but in reality it was really about an oath, about a promise, and how we really kind of learned a lot about, you know, just make your yeses a yes and a no's be no, because things can happen if you have false promises. So if I promise to do this and you don't fulfill it, you know, well then that can make that other person pretty angry and, you know, be like, well, you know what, next time they ask for help from me, I'm not going to do it. And then there's your revenge. It's already starting up. So
yeah,
it's actually a pretty good tie-in of how, you know, Jesus kept that flow going. Like how you look at these headers, you're like, oh wow, he went from divorce to vows to revenge. Like how does all that work? And, you know, is it because of divorce? Is it because of, you know, what it is? And it's, you know, again, there's a tie to each level. Yep. And so, yeah, so having that oath, you know, oath into a marriage and then oath to a friend, and then now we're in revenge. Yeah, let's dive in. Let's read it and see what where he's going to take us today. So, because again, it's easy to think, oh, it's going to be about this. And we've learned quite a bit the last couple episodes. It's a very different perspective than what we expect to get into. So,
yep.
And again, it's just a reminder to the listeners, we don't read this before we come in. We like to do this in real time. So you're getting a full taste of it. So with us. But yeah, let me open us in prayer. Now I'm going to read Matthew 5, 38 through 42 today. And Lord, we just thank you for another day. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We just ask and pray that you'll continue to work and mold and shape us the way that you desire us to be. Lord, we do fall. We do fail. We're never going to be perfect. And Lord, I'm just thankful that you know that. And I thank you for loving us, for who we are, and just allow us to do better, to grow, and just take your words and live them out. So as we learn today about revenge, I pray that you'll just help us on our heart. If we do have anything, we're holding a grudge against someone, or there's something going on, I pray that you'll just allow us to release that today, so that we can just, again, be in a fresh state of mind. Because, Lord, that's what you've done for us. You didn't hold a grudge. You gave it all, and you took away all of our sins. So why should we hold things as well? Mm-hmm. So, Lord, let us give that up today and just really grow in Matthew 5, 38 through 42. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. It goes like this. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm a Dave Ramsey junkie, and one of his key principles is, you know, don't let people borrow money from you, because it changes the relationship. So I'm curious how this the footnotes on this are going to work. Yeah, you know, basically he says if you want to give to someone, just give to them, you know, because once you borrow, it's, you got that slave lender relationship going on. So I think he's trying to get to a bigger point here, right? Of don't retaliate, right?
Right. Do more than what they expect you to kind of do.
Right.
Perspective. And I don't know, man. I just, knowing who I am as a person, sometimes I can be very sarcastic. And I'm looking at 39, and yours, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. I don't think I would do that with grace. I'd be like, come on, do it again. You know, like, you'll bring it. You know, like, I'll turn the cheek, but boy, I'm going to be ready to go. So I'm already kind of laughing at myself how I would probably handle that. Yeah, so
you wouldn't be laughing when you're on the floor with that other cheek, man.
Yeah. It's interesting. But yeah, I think that it's just interesting. Even like where he talks about being sued, I mean,
right?
You know, obviously that is very common in today's world as well. I mean, you sneeze the wrong way, someone's gonna feel personally attacked against you. But yeah, it's like not only, they want your shirt, give them a coat as well. Like, you know what, just take it all. And yeah, I'm curious to see how that's gonna be. I think our footnotes are really gonna help guide us more today, but it's almost like, you know what, just do whatever you want to do. You're still representing yourself well. It's not a disgrace that you're just like not willing to fight. You're trying to keep peace. You're, humble and humility. I think there's a lot here that we're probably not seeing yet. I think the footnotes are going to really open
Right.
that up to us.
Yeah, I mean I think there's a couple pieces on it. Well, the first one that comes to, I'm sure, everyone's mind when you read that was, no way. I just like that's gonna take some strength, right?
Oh, yeah.
So those are good. I mean, this is definitely something where prayer, you need to break out the tool of prayer, right? And put on some armor of God there to help you through that situation, because the first reaction is eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? It's like you ain't gonna get away with that, right? And I
Yeah,
think,
I like how he opened with that. I mean, like, that's something we all understand. Someone hits you hit them back, right? Kind of a mentality.
I mean, you get even, right? With something. But I find this part interesting. In 39 here, he says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person." And then you're thinking, okay, what do I'm not going to let them just walk all over me, which the next verses appear to be that, right? It's like, okay, just let them walk all over you, but not see, like eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? That person or whatever is, they're expecting the eye for the eye, the tooth for, they expect when they hit you on the one cheek, right, that you're gonna be coming back at them, and then you just stand there and take it. And you see a lot of movies and stuff like that, right? Like where the bully gets on the little kid, and the kid really can't do nothing because he knows he's dealing with the bully, who's the big bad bully of the playground or whatever. And it's almost like, they're making fun of him because he's not retaliating, right? Yeah, I think
I like that. And so I love how God works. So I actually yesterday, literally yesterday, I saw a little reel of a video and it cracked me up, and it really relates to this because, like, what you were kind of getting at is like, do not resist an evil person. And these examples afterwards, it really does. It's more strength in anything than it is someone to walk all over you because you're diffusing the situation. Because, again, if we think about a physical altercation, someone hits somebody, the perspective and expectation is someone's going to hit back. But instead, you don't. You resist. You hold yourself back. Well, then that's going to throw their guard off. That's going to make them start to think different. And I heard this guy, I don't know if he's a comedian or what, but it was really funny. And he was talking about a situation like this, like, you're getting into a verbal discussion or argument, and he said the best way to dissolve it is by agreeing with them, such as, again, a very, very based example here, but using like, Jim, I hate you, or you to be able to say, Dale, I hate you, but like, you know what, Jim, you're right. It's okay to hate me, and it's gonna throw you off. You're like, why? What do you mean? You're like, well, hey, I hate myself some days. I wake up and go, why am I the way I am? And like, he diffused the situation right away by just agreeing to the person saying something. And it wasn't anything bad, but it was real. He's like, yeah, like, there's days I wake up and I don't like who I am either. So I understand why you may not like me today. And I was like, wow, that's actually some really good wisdom to diffuse it. He's like, because then when you agree with them, they throw their guard off. It just takes them down to say, what just happened here? And I think that's kind of what Jesus is semi-referencing, is that diffusion of anger and that diffusion of hatred or desire of wanting to get back. It's, again, not a walking on me. It's a, let's dissolve this and let's be smart and use our brains and talk about this kind
That's
of
really,
perspective.
yeah, that's really good, because that's exactly like all of these things were like when we were just talking, right? We're like, no one's gonna do that, right? It's going to throw your guard off because that's not what you would expect in a situation like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to dive into a footnote.
Yeah.
See what's going on. All right. So let's see what Jesus or what the scholars have to say about eye for eye, tooth for tooth. So in 538 it says God's purpose behind this law was an expression of mercy. The law was given to judges and said, in effect, make the punishment fit the crime. It was not a guide for personal revenge. These laws were given to limit vengeance and help the court administer punishment that was neither too strict nor too lenient. Some people, however, were using this phrase to justify their vendettas against others. People still try to excuse their acts of revenge by saying, I was just doing to him what he did to me.
Mm. And how often do we hear that even today?
Yeah. Yep. The interesting though that was kind of a legal term back in the day for guidance related to punishments or judgments. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, very similar phrases. Make the punishments fit the crime. Yep. You know. You do the crime, you do the time. You know, you get these nice, lovely rhymes. But they still all related, you know, because again, back then, I mean, why do we have law? And that's because, you know, we need structure, you know, as a human race, we have to have structure. That's why God gave us the Ten Commandments. That's why we have to put boundaries mm-hmm. on things. That's why we have a stop sign, a stop light, you know, to say, okay, we need to stop here so these people can go, then your turn will come. Like, we have to have guide rails.
Yep.
And yeah, so it would have probably made sense back in the day. It's like, okay, what do we do? This person, you know, threw a chair and hit somebody. Well, throw a chair back at them, you know, let them get a taste of their own medicine. So it kind of makes sense that that's how they would have thought of it back then. So
it's a pretty easy guideline there. You know, the other thing is I'm pretty amazed, like, you know, phrases come and go, right? Like, totally, yeah. Totally awesome, man. All right.
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah. It's like, I'm showing my age, definitely. But here, man, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, man, that's lasted over 2,000 years here. I mean, everyone knows what that phrase means, so... my kids, if I just say totally awesome, or any younger kids are going to look at me like, what are you talking about? So anyways, bad side tangent there. I'm going to head into the next footnote before we lose any listeners here. All right, 38 through 42. So, they're kind of summarizing the whole thing about, retaliation. When we are wronged, often our first reaction is to get even. Instead, Jesus said we should do good to those who wrong us. Our desire should not be to keep score, but to love and forgive. This is not natural. It's supernatural. Only God can give us the strength to love as he does. Instead of planning vengeance, pray for those who hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they clarified that though, right? This is like, you know, but I think God designs us that way, right? Is there certain things that he knows that are good for us? Like retaliation is it's going to hurt you more than the other person, right? Because, because of what it's creating in your heart, right? But he makes certain things like in our life, like things, you know, even non-believers, right? They face an extremely difficult situation in their life and you find that they go to prayer, right? There's certain things in our life where we just need God's power to pull us through. I mean, everything in life would be the preferred recommendation, but you know, we're human as well too. And you and I think talked about this in a previous episode where we're not always so great at that and do the same thing, right? All of a sudden it gets to a point in a situation where we finally get on our knees and bring God into the situation when that's what we should have done first. And to do this, if it's not natural, that'd be, you know, one of those prayer indicators of, Lord, oh man, this just hurts so bad. I can't believe what this person just did to me. Please give me the strength here to handle this how you would want me to.
Yeah. And I think this is what's really cool. Like that footnote line where it says our desire should not be to keep score. I think that's extremely important. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, as you were mentioning it too, like looking at our titles, when we talked about lust, divorce, vows, revenge, like a lot of that can also still even tie into the marital piece, you know. Yeah. Even though we were joking about, you know, spouses scaring each other, but how often do we find ourselves even in our marriage? How often do we find ourselves in friendships? I mean, again, just in any general relationship with coworkers or family or friends, that we, again, talking about these guidelines, we are a human race that has to have guidelines, but we also take those guidelines and we make scores, we make levels. Like, oh, okay, Jim, you said that I was, you know, you said a bad word to me. Okay, well, that's like a low two, but man, you threw me under the bus, you know, Dale, with our boss, you know, and that really affected my performance review. So like, that's now an eight. And so it's like, well, you know, we hold these scores and these values against each other. And we do that even, again, in these, you know, big relationships we have, like with our, again, with marriage and spouse and, you know, our loved ones, and we hold them like, well, you're not holding up as much as I'm doing. You know, I'm keeping score. You've been more bad than me. And again, it's Jesus is trying to open our mind's eye to say, look, that's not what it's about. It's not about keeping score and who's done better than who. It's, you know, it's a do life together and, you know, work on that. Work on it together. Try not to get into these situations and use your brain to overcome these versus just constantly getting back at each other. You know, because I don't know, whenever I'll admit this, I am not a conflict guy. Don't like it. I don't do drama. Don't like it. And so for me, like, I always feel like if I'm bickering and constantly going back and forth with someone, I feel like I'm stagnant and it bothers me. I don't like to be stagnant. I always like to be a foot forward kind of mentality. That's who I am. I always think, you know, I don't live in the past. I always think in the future kind of a thing. Like, how do we get to this point? Like, let's take the steps. We have to walk towards it. And so I don't know. I just keep thinking about stuff like that. You know, when we're in these mindsets, I think that's what Jesus is trying to get to with a lot of this, is just take that next step to resolve and that next step to go forward from this point. Cause if you don't, it's just going to stay the way it is. And it's only going to get worse over time. I don't know. I just went on a random tangent all over the place on that one, but.
Well, I need to clarify that, I'm 24 scares behind Lisa. So, I mean, who's keeping score, but, I owe her a few. So, to get even. So she is so far ahead of me on that.
I'm just next time I see you, man, just be ready.
I'm gonna be watching my back for sure. But I'm gonna add one more thing here before we close out, because we only got two footnotes today, because it was pretty straightforward. Yeah. But I love this. Only God can give us the strength to love as He does. So, you know, if you think about even Him on the cross, right? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do, right? Mm-hmm. He is loving people when He had every right to just bring hail and brimstone down to just destroy these people that put Him up on the cross there. And so, you know, I think for me, that just all of a sudden popped out right at the end here, of just His love is so powerful, and we've got to tap into that, especially in situations like this, because it's a level of love that it's just, we can't fathom it, right? It's just a God level of love that is just so admirable. He's demonstrated it, but we can't just fully fathom it. It's at a whole different stratosphere than the level of love that we know as human beings.
And that's powerful, dude. There's no way we're going to. Yeah, I'm glad that you ended this in this one with that, because there's no way we're going to get any better than that moment. I mean, yeah, amen. I mean, talk about showing that humility on the cross. You know, he could have. I mean, man, again, like what you were just saying, he could have just said, you know what? You know, when they're all yelling, come down from that cross. He could have, and just said, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm gonna, you know, we're wrapping it up. We're gonna end it now. I'm done. He could have. But instead, he actually asked God to forgive us, even in the worst moment. And I think that is a beautiful example that no matter what we're holding in our hearts today, no matter what aggression, frustration, argumentative, or, you know, situation we find any of ourselves in today, we need to have that perspective of what you just mentioned and let go of whatever we're holding on to. Because it most, again, I think I even heard, maybe even said in another call or another session prior, where I think 90% of arguments are for nothing. Literally 90% of arguments actually have no value. It's just bickering here and there. And, you know, and how far much of that 90% actually goes into breaking relationships and destroying people, and you know, mentally and harmfully, physically, verbally, whatever it might be, and all because of just junk. And you know, yeah. So those who are listening, they're still with us today. I mean, let it go. If there's something you're holding on to, let it go. Don't bring it back around. It's not worth it. And Jesus is the exact example, like you just said, man. Dang, that was powerful.
Yeah, Father God, thank you for we'd love to have so much fun on this podcast, but you just bring it to us, and thank you for the reminder of the level of love that you have for us that we can't even fathom. Help us to tap into that regularly, daily, and especially when we have difficult situations. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, man.
Man, way to drop the mic. And yeah, so again, live like Jesus. Ask, you know, forgive those and let it go. And until next time, enjoy the gift of today.